Okay, so today's episode is going to be all about habits to help you prosper. A lot of the time we talk about habits that we want to get rid of, but these habits are habits for you to do that are actually going to help you expand as a human. So that's what our little tidbit's going to be about today. So these are going to be easy peasy for you, and you can kind of plug them into whatever community you're into, like actually physically at. You can also figure out how to do this all virtually as well. So the first I want to make sure that you think of is network, 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 network. Now that doesn't mean that you have to do it in person. You can do it just like we are right now, where if you wanted to leave a comment and communicate back and forth, that's you and I networking. And then anybody who kind of jumps into any kind of chat, then they're networking. And so it's kind of like this whole web that you start to create, and you just start to build relationships by building relationships with one person, and then you can build relationship, and then that flourishes into something else. That's how you network. You can do that both professionally and personally, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's a game changer. If you can learn how to properly network, plug yourself into no matter where you are, just go to your local chamber of commerce, go to your local nonprofit, maybe one of your churches, maybe an area where you can help the homeless, some place where you can volunteer and get involved with other folks who are like you, who want to get engaged. That's really the key to really having a fulfilling life, okay? The next is dream big. The one thing that I think I've learned the most, and this is 437 days doing my daily meditation, the one thing that I have learned the most is that you have to believe it. You have to really dream it so that it can happen. Because if you don't dream big, and that's what this is, the number two thing for you to do is dream big. If you don't dream big, how are you ever going to recognize yourself and propel yourself into that energetic frequency and that flow, is if you are afraid to dream big. So dream big. What is it that you want? What's your why? Think towards that and get yourself into that and dream about where you can go with that. That's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm about to step away from a job I've had for 7 years, and I'm kind of diving into a marketing, branding, influencer type of career, and it's so exhilarating, and it's easy. I'm not going to say easy as in easy, easy. I'm going to say easy as in ease and flow, as things are just kind of like easy. And my decisions are easy. And I think that's because I dreamt big, and I'm kind of recognizing where I want to go, and it's just easy right now. I also planned ahead. So a lot of the things that you need to make sure is you plan ahead. So what if you are successful? What if you do land that big career? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Plan ahead. How do you want to get yourself there? Way that I planned ahead was, this is something, I don't know if it was planned ahead or if it was a happy accident. But my social media, I started my social media a long time ago, and I started it really just exploring, just like y'all do when you start any type of social media. And because I kind of dabbled in a little bit of everything, I've grown a following on pretty much everything. And so it's almost like I planned ahead that maybe my career was going to take me into a different direction, and then I'd be able to be on all those avenues. Now you can do what I did on purpose and mindfully, and that's where the plan comes in play. If you think and you dream big, then you can come up with a really cool plan, and then that plan is really kind of that plan ahead, and looking towards that future is really what's going to help you prosper. The next thing is get up early. Don't waste your day. I honestly, it's funny because I went through this list and I found this on Pinterest, and you can find me on Pinterest. But I actually went through and I was reading these and I started laughing, because these are things that once you start, again, I'm on a meditation journey, and I started doing it because I've suffered from anxiety. If you're new here, you may not know that I have suffered from anxiety and depression since I was very little. Anxiety is something that I never even recognized as an emotion until recently, and then I started realizing that it was what it was. But you really want to make sure that you can get up early. And part of me doing my daily meditation has helped me get up early. So it's with staying in bed after I've gotten up. It's funny because a lot of the relationships I've had throughout my life was where these my mate was always someone who wanted to lay around in bed and be lazy, and I've never been that. I tried to be that, and it always gets me anxious. It's interesting because getting up early is a huge thing because you don't waste any time. So when you get up and you take and you seize the day, it's pretty amazing because you get a lot more done. Another is stay focused. So one of the ways I do to stay focused is I make lists. Otherwise, I can't stay focused. But if I make lists of things that I want to accomplish, I mean, even all the way down to my podcast, I write down all of my little ideas and stuff in my podcast so that I can keep track of them. And so it keeps me focused. So that's how I stay focused. Now, maybe there might be a different way that you stay focused. Find a way that will work for you. Also, watch less TV. Now, this is something that I migrated away from because I started listening more to podcasts and watching YouTube videos. So I'm not really watching TV. I'm not really watching TV much at all. I don't watch the news. It's very rare. Actually, there was a lot of stuff that was going on recently, and I didn't have any idea. My mom and my daughter had to actually tell me. On my Facebook, I filter out. Because I am doing my social media and it does have to do with my career and building my brand. So I still have to be on social media, but making sure that I can kind of detach somewhat a little bit, I filter things out. And so I don't get to see the things on TV that pop up in your social feeds very often either because of how I kind of filtered all of that, my view. So watch less TV. Okay. A lot of it's propaganda, you guys. A lot of it is, it's not real. It's a little exaggerated so that they can build ratings, guys. I mean, it's still a business and it's still about making sure everything is, even this video right now. I mean, honestly, you guys, I mean, everything. We all have to figure out how we can monetize, right? And watching TV, they are kind of trying to sell things. And so the information they put up on television could sometimes be compromised because they might be getting some kind of capital infusion because they're showing it. I'm not saying that's the case on everything, but I'm saying just understand that could be. Watch less TV and just distract and detach yourself from being engaged with that energy. The next is invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. This is something I'm still learning because I'm doing little bits and pieces at a time. Again, I did start doing a daily meditation. I am actually going to take some time off. Like I said, I've been doing a public service position for the last 7 years, and I've been helping with different businesses throughout the Coachella Valley, which is where I live. And it has been a lot. It has been a lot. All of the businesses who've been suffering during this transition and during this time frame, investing in myself is removing myself from having to hear a lot of that right now and really focus on my own dreams and focus on the things that make my heart happy for my own better well-being. Not because I don't care about what happens to other people, but because I need to invest in myself because I was investing so much in everybody else and I got sick. My depression and anxiety flared up and it was tough and it was hard. And so now for me to invest in myself, and this is going to help me just like it will help you, is I'm going to invest my time in myself. I'm going to give myself some time and I'm going to go ahead and restructure really just my mental state and what my focus is going to be and reprioritize things in my life. And that's the way I'm going to invest in myself right now. So find a way to invest in yourself, whatever way you are capable of doing, even if it's just taking a class or learning something new or just, I would say just educating, like growing that building equity within yourself. And how would you do that? You either can do that physically, right? Build equity within yourself, or mentally. And I think mentally will last much longer than that physical part, because that will start to deplete anyway. But you know, hey, the next is read more books. So I know we're all about podcasts and stuff, but honestly, read more books. Now, and I'm gonna be a little open with this one. I was just reading a book with my son today. Just now, actually, like 5 minutes before I came in to do this podcast. And we were actually out and we were listening to someone read a book on YouTube. And the cool thing was, is they had the light pen. And so every time that she read the word, she would move it along to each one of the words. And so it was a really neat way of interacting. I sat next to my son and he read and we watched and we followed the words. And so that could be reading too. Be a little inventive with how. Don't think that it needs to be just sterile in a book by itself. Be a little creative with how you consume your books, okay? They don't have to look and feel and be the same way. They could be a graphic novel if you so choose, or they can be a blog. Honestly, just read more. It says read more books, but honestly, just read more, okay? Avoid time wasters. Now, this is a good one for me. This is hard, actually, really hard, because a lot of the people I love are time wasters, but that's not really what it means. That's the first thing I think of, but it's time wasters. So it's really kind of assessing, and this is something that goes back to my sales training years ago, is you kind of have to look at the things that you're doing and see what that's going to generate for you later. So if you are, whatever it is that you're doing, so is what my action, is that going to give me better reward later on my goal? And so you really kind of have to avoid the things that are going to cause you to waste your time. Sometimes it can be people. Sometimes it could be different projects. It could be mindless things that you think that you are being productive, but you're really just wasting your time looking at a computer screen and not really doing anything towards checking anything off your list. So the way that I always look at this is it making you money? And I know that's really bad because it's so not necessarily energetically what I want to say, but that's kind of value-wise, I want you to think about that. Is this making me money? Is this building my spiritual value on any level? If the activity is not doing that, okay, then you need to cease in doing that. That's a time waster, okay? So that's just one thing. The other thing is take calculated risks. So sometimes you need to just take a risk. Now, I'm going to say that me leaving my job after 7 years, it was quite a calculated risk. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about it for about 3 years, I'm not going to lie. This has been something that I'd been planning for a while. I anticipated that if I never got the lead position, that I was not going to stay at the organization much longer, because I'd kind of hit the level I needed to hit. And if I wasn't going to go any further, then there was no reason for me to stay. So I am going to, I've taken the calculated risk, and based off of all of the different things that I've put in place, I am calculating that it will be smarter for me to leave my current job where I am working for a nonprofit organization and actually exit out and use all of what I have invested and put into myself over the last several years, decades, right? Is that decades, 10 years, 20 years, over 20 years? That I'm going to go ahead and invest in myself, which was the other one. And I am going to take this calculated risk as a smart one. In fact, my accountant told me I should do it. My accountant, how many accountants do you know out there that would tell you to just take the next year and invest in you and see what you can turn into, and turn that into? That's what I was told. So I calculated the risk, so I'm going to take it. So that's what it is. And the next thing for you to do, so, and these again are habits to help you prosper. Okay. The next is to write down your goals. Write down your goals, because if you don't write them down, then they're not really real. It's kind of like, I'm going to use the bucket list scenario. I have a bucket list. I have not written everything down on that bucket list. It's just a mental list in my head that I feel that I can add to and take away anytime I want to. That's, I believe, how a bucket list should be, right? It should be fluid. And like my mom said, she wanted to go do zip lining, and she wants to go do zip lining somewhere that she wants to cross that off her list. Well, I want to cross that off my list. It's not necessarily that I put it on my list, but sometimes I'm going to hear of an activity and I'm going to put it on the list. And I'm going to check it off. But it doesn't, that list doesn't really mean too much. It's not really having me take any kind of action because I have not written it down. And so rather than it being something that I'm specifically doing a goal towards, it's more of a wish list and a fluid list for me, which I like it that way. But that's very different than a goal. And a goal that you don't write down is exactly what I'm talking to you about. It's just a dream, and it's just something that I'm hoping someday I'll do, and oh, maybe I'll do it if I need to, kind of thing, right? So write your goals down. When you write them down, they become real, okay? Now, here is a really good one, and this is part of the reason why. I'm sorry, I read these a while ago. Honestly, I had saved these in a folder on Pinterest to go over a long time ago. And so that look that you just saw that just happened right there was me rereading this going, oh yeah, that's a good one. So anyway, okay. The next thing after write your goals down, okay, is live on less than you make. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is hugely, hugely, hugely important, because that's part of why I'm able to walk away from my career after 7 years. Is my husband and I made a lot of really smart financial decisions. I'm going to say financial decisions where a lot of you would call them sacrifices. We've made a lot of financial sacrifices where all of you were out buying new cars and upgrading, you know, this and that and maxing out credit cards and going on vacations. We did not do that. We paid for our house, so we paid for our cars, and we really made sure we learned when 2008, 2009 happened and I was setting up 401ks and flexible spending accounts and all of the market crashed and my husband was in college and we just kind of went, what are we supposed to do? That was how we learned how to really reduce what we were living on. And living on less than what you make is super important. Do not overextend yourself, because that is unneeded anxiety. Honestly, worrying every day when you wake up, how am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to do this? Because you need to make sure you're actively doing stuff. And especially in this situation that we've overcome over these last 2 years, try to minimize what you're living off of. Reduce down as much as you can. Be a minimalist when it comes to your bills and your overhead as much as possible. If you can't make it, you can't carry it, you can't do it, then maybe you don't need it. That's really a great, great thing. It's really make your health a priority. Now, over the last 7 years since I've been at this job, this career, which has been amazing and I love and I'm so grateful for it. But being in this state of flux, I expanded and changed and transitioned into who I am over the last 7 years. I went through all kinds of depression and awakenings and all kinds of crazy stuff, hard times in my marriage, you know, things hard at work, just really, really hard stuff. And I am grateful that I have come out the other end, but positive and better than I was when I started, because I made health a priority. You need to make health a priority too. That is actually number one. Money does not freaking matter if you are not healthy enough to go out and spend it. I mean, really, look at this. I mean, last year, this was all about, now it's all about health. It's all about making sure that we are mentally, physically happy and good and well, and homeostasis is all happy and everything is yin and yang. That is the main thing that you need to make sure of right now too. Okay. Your health. And even if that, here's the rule I tell, folks. And one of the things that when I heard this, I went, oh, well, that's really cool. I'm totally going to think of things that way from here on, is honestly, here's the deal. Eat as many things as close to the sunlight as possible. Now, I'm not talking sunlight as in being charred. I'm talking about sunlight as in being absorbed and transferred into a fruit or a vegetable or some type of leafy green, something that grows from the dirt, okay? eating things that come directly from the soil and grew down from the sun are going to help you. It's going to help your health. That's going to be a main priority. So the more sunlight you can consume, the healthier you're going to be. I can pretty much guarantee that. Now, I am not a health expert. I am not a health expert at all. But everything that I've read, everywhere I have read, that's not wavered from anything. Basically, eat things that are natural. Eat things that come directly from the ground and from, you know, Mother Earth, and eat as least amount of processed things as possible. There is not anything that's going to dispute that. So the common factor of that is sunshine. Get as much pure sunlight as possible. Consume it as much as you can. And think about that. Think about that whole diagram in your head about how there's the sun and how it rains and it goes down and the rain goes down to the dirt and the seeds in the dirt and then the seed turns in the water and the sunlight and everything starts to grow out and you see it and how everything like is connected together. You need to think about that and get the closest morsel of food that you can eat that is directly connected to the sun as possible, and that will help you prosper greatly. Okay. I know sometimes it's hard to do. Part of the thing that I'm going to be working on during this time, and hopefully I'll be able to do some coverage for you guys, my viewers. Again, thank you so much for subscribing. You guys are awesome. But I am actually going to be doing a garden. I have an amazing fairy garden, which those that follow me on social media know that I, during this whole transition, I reported live from my amazing fairy garden for weeks at a time. I am going to revitalize my amazing fairy garden. I'm also going to plant another garden that I started, a container garden that I started like 2 years ago and did not finish because of all of the mental issue going on. So I am going to be doing that as well. So making my health a priority, that's how I am going to be showing my health as a priority, is by doing a garden and really just taking that time to eat as much sunlight as possible. Okay. Is do work that matters to you. If it doesn't make your heart happy, walk away. I'm going to say, really, this is something that it makes me want to cry, because I remember growing up, my mom, and this is what she was taught, that she would say things to me that I needed to find myself a good man because I wasn't going to be able to take care of myself. And I know that wasn't her saying that to me. And I don't even know that she would even remember saying that to me. I'm sure that was my grandfather saying that to her. But it's funny, because the whole process of all the things that you learn about and the things that you try to think matter to you, but they don't really matter to you. They matter to your family. They matter to your mom, to your parents. And so you choose those different things because of them. And they matter to you, but the work that you're doing doesn't matter to you. So you need to not do that, because that is not generating happy. Remember, for those who follow and you have heard this, my whole philosophy, you guys, is this. It is our job to find things that make us happy. Okay. The more things that we find to make us happy, our vibration changes, and that ripple that radiates around us changes, and it bumps into other people. And as that positive vibe bumps into other people, their vibe changes. And then as their vibe changes, it ripples and bumps into other people, and it continues on and on and on. And so I believe our job in life is to find things that make us happy. And making sure that you find a job that you love is the most important thing you do. And if you can't find a job that you love, create it. Figure it out. You got this. I absolutely love my job. I love the chamber that I worked for forever. And in fact, I was a part of the whole inception of it. But what it was all about was building your network and making sure that you really learned and understood what other people did so that you can better refer and really be a resource to your customers. And so that's what I actually did for the last 7 years. So all of this whole list of things is spot on to everything. It's like, really prosper. You want to stay focused. Make sure that you do things that matter to you. Now, here's the other thing. Learn from people you admire. Now, this is what I did. I'm going to tell you, there were several folks that I watched here in my local area, and they were promoters. And a lot of people may not think pretty highly of them, but for me, I thought, wow, I aspire to be how they are. And the way that people talk about that person, I wanted people to talk about me that way. I don't think I've ever heard anything that was derogatory. And so that is the person that I reached out to and said, said, hey, I would love to pick your brain. And I was able to, and I learned a lot, And I've done that for more than one person. In fact, I have reached out to several folks and basically said, hi, I think you're really cool and I'd like to be your friend. And basically that's kind of what I did. I know that sounds really odd, but no, that's actually kind of my approach, almost verbatim. I'm going to tell you that really, when you go to somebody and you see, you know what, you were really, really good at what you do, and I would love to learn about it from you. Huh, okay, really, guys, honestly, seriously, pick the people and go and ask them, because the chances are very high that they would love to share with you. And you never know what that can turn into, okay? So learn from people you admire. Foster meaningful relationships. Now, this is something that's really good. And I'm going to tell you that this is my whole platform and my whole thing for my new company, which I'm starting. Hopefully, I could just be a whole YouTuber and that's all I could do. But that's not where it is right now. So I am leaving my 7-year career. I'm opening my own business. It's all about branding and marketing, which I believe all comes from emotional equity, which happens to be, in my opinion, all about the vibes. It's all about the connection. It's about working with people that you like. And this last thing is all, well, not last thing, but this second to last, third, I have two more after this. Foster meaningful relationships is super important. Here's the thing that I would tell everybody that I talk to. It doesn't matter what widget you're selling. It really does not matter. It doesn't matter what company you're working for. It doesn't matter at all. It matters you. It's you. When you leave one company and you step back into another company, people don't really care. I mean, you might have a couple here and there that do, but honestly, they don't really care. They just want to go, oh, Belinda, that's where you are. That's awesome. I'm so glad. Gosh, I'm so glad I got to see you. Come on. Come on in. And that's kind of how it is. And so if you foster those good relationships with folks, no matter where you go and no matter what you do, they're always going to be there. And you can foster these strong relationships, not just in person either. That also comes from reaching out. So like if you hear something or you see something or you read something that you like, tell the author you liked it. If you like my podcast or you like listening or watching my YouTube videos, make a comment, let them know, engage. And that's actually how you're going to foster strong relationships, by reaching out and engaging. You'd be surprised in how many people don't do it, and then the people who do really kind of stand out. So, I mean, I've always been the one that would get up and ask people questions and kind of step in and ask. That's kind of how I even found my first husband. I went up to him and I said, wow, you remind me of a picture of an angel I have hanging on my wall. And that was how we started our relationship. My point is cultivate really meaningful, foster really meaningful relationships with folks. And no matter where you are in life, you'll always be able to utilize those relationships and really expand, because you're helping them and they're helping you. It's a shared yin and yang kind of thing. The next is, okay, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Now, this is the one thing, there's people that I know that are just negative all the time, no matter what. And ironically, some of these people are much closer to me than I'd like to admit. Having an attitude of gratitude is a very important to get through many issues, just to kind of come out the other side so that you can kind of make it through the day. Give me one thing that I am grateful for today. If it happens to be that hard, I have lists and lists and lists and lists and lists of things that I can be grateful for all the time, every day. I am incredibly blessed to be able to be in that mind space, to be able to see all of those wonderful things. But if you are working on getting yourself back into that mind space, which I do have a lot of you folks that are watching and reach out to me, thank you, by the way, for all the great great feedback and stuff that you've reached out to me. I love hearing about the positive impact that meditation has shown and all of the different things that I'm sharing with you. So I'm really grateful. But really having that attitude of gratitude. What I would recommend you do, if you're first starting this, is first of all, get a small little journal. And it's funny because I'm going to show you this journal again, which is my little podcast journal. But this is one of the journals that you can get free from different like representatives that are talking to you about like finance or insurance or things like that. They're the little journals. And so what I would do is I would get a journal, like a little journal, and use it and just write gratitude, things I'm happy about, or my happy journal, or whatever it is you want to do. And something to generate you to write down things that you can recognize that make you happy. One of the variations that I've done about this, and this was something I did being a manager, being a director at my last position, the position I'm at and getting ready to leave. Okay. What I would do was we had satellite offices and we were all in different offices. And so oftentimes it would get really overwhelming because you would have those days where you just felt beat up. Because here's the thing you want to keep in mind is working in that industry when you are when you serve the business community, whatever ramifications the businesses are going through, it will ripple through to all of their companies and organizations that help those folks. Those resources. So what I would do was I would take anything positive that we would get. And I would get oftentimes little notes. I would have little notes to be dropped off at my desk, little cards. I'd have little emails and I would collect those. Anything that was delivered, anything that was a little note, and I would actually put them in a little book and it was called my happy book. And so anytime that we would have those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, what is happening? Anytime you would have those moments and you needed that that reminder of grander moments, of moments where you were appreciated, I would pull that book out and we would look at it and we would laugh and then we'd go over. And it's a thick book, actually. It's funny because I went through and I was cleaning things out and there was a lot of stuff I didn't keep because they had tape and stuff on them. And so they weren't really in a book. So I didn't keep those. But even without keeping those, I still had, I think it's a 2-inch binder that's filled with all of those cards and stuff that I did happen to save. So that's an attitude of gratitude kind of in another place for work. So think about that. If you are going back to a workplace and it is hard for you to find things to make you happy, why don't you go ahead and start a folder about all those happy, positive things that people actually say to you. Even if they say it to you, you can write it down, journal it on a piece of paper and stick that in there so you can and put a date on it. The next thing is take action even when it's scary. Now, I can speak to that one. Let me tell you, I can speak to that one because I am really scared about going out on my own. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. This is a pretty scary thing, but I'm also like not scared. So like I'm scared and it's scary, but I'm not scared. So it's scary, but I'm not scared. Like I really believe in my heart of hearts that I am doing the right thing. I know that me transitioning into my next phase is exactly what I'm supposed to do. And my 437th day doing a daily meditation has gotten me that clarity, be able to see that and to face the fear and that those scary feelings that I'm feeling and moving forward through them and not allowing those to stop me from doing what I want, which is what I'm doing. And so that's what I'm going to tell you is take action even when it's scary. Just do it. Just do it. That's the first thing you need to do is just go for it and do it. Okay, so that was the deal. So that was habits to help you prosper. I hope you found those positive and happy and all that good stuff. I hope it wasn't too long. Anyway, love, light, many blessings. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe and stay tuned. We've got so many more awesome content coming, and I'm going to be probably veering into a whole nother series on here that's going to be on the go with Rizzo, because as I transition out of this job, I am actually going to be this career. I'm going to be stepping more into helping create content and really showcasing some pretty special places that I want to share vibrationally. People need to know about them. So love, light, many blessings, and you guys, peace out. Okay, bye.